The United Nations Security Council has condemned a letter sent by Sudan in which it warns nations not to send UN peacekeepers to its Darfur region. The letter says that any nation pledging UN troops for the region is committing a hostile act. We spoke to Irish Bishop Raymond Field, who's chairperson of the Irish Commission for Justice and Social Affairs, and has sent out a pastoral letter on Darfur. He says it's regrettable that the UN peacekeepers are not being allowed to take up a position in the region.
It's with great regret that we learned that the president and government of Darfur did not permit the UN forces take up position there. And I think it was at the UN World Summit, did they not say that the responsibility to protect the people in a situation where national authorities fail to prevent genocide, war crimes, and so-called ethnic cleansing of their own population? I think it's a disgrace if there's a major advance where they agree to send in a UN force of 22,500 troops and they're stopped. And that could go a long way towards helping the people who suffer most. And these are the innocent civilians, men, women and children, who suffer most in this. And I know that Pope Benedict XVI, our Holy Father, has raised his voice several times. I know that on the 21st of May last, he called for concrete and swift action to save hundreds of thousands of people from starvation in Darfur. And of course, he was joined with the Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan, in calling for this to happen. I mean, it demands political will from the international community to help end this.